Uncle Joe, tell us a story.
A storybook story.
Here's the story. Southern California's Classic Rock, 100.3 The Sound. Had several people approach me over the weekend out at the Street Machine and Muscle Car Nationals talking about how much they enjoy the story. I also know that's about the time that lunch is supposed to be finished. I like that time and thing like that. I got a story here today. This is a crack-up when I found out what actually was going on in the song. I was talking to Jackson Brown, sharing the story behind audience applause in the middle of the song Loadout and Stay. It's famous how the audience starts reacting, but it isn't exactly what we thought it was it, Jackson?
This song, the Loadout Stay, was the first time we ever played it. Never played it even in rehearsal. We had gone through it in the hotel room that we recorded some of the other songs in, and we just sat there in a circle and said, okay, well, I'll sing this part, you know. And when I'm singing, you know, but just make sure you got all this equipment packed up before you come for this, for the piano. And everybody applauded. But not because they were listening to the words. I mean, even in those days, like, sound systems were no good. No one ever listened that carefully, even in my shows.
Yeah.
And but they applauded, and I thought they were applauding for the line, you know. It was because David had walked out there. He was walking out there like, is this where I'm supposed to come back out of here? He was walking out there with sort of like as he was like looking for the crosstown bus, like, where? Okay, and he sat down and plugged in, and people applauded because everybody was sort of coming back. That, so it literally was like one, the first time through.
David Lindley walking out on stage, looking for the bus. And listen, you recognize yourself applauding in this. Jackson Brown, and that's a story.